We need help to turn this mic on. 那个我不知道那个哦，那个我没有，他都是这边关了，不是你那边的，是咱们。好。大家好。
Good morning.
我这什么的 ，new liturgic 哈、啊。大家好。
Good morning.
我知道在基督徒会有人生有高低。
Christians do have spiritual valleys.
有的人形容说，这个高低有的像 V 字形。
Some of the valleys are very steep.
有的呢像 U 字形。
Some are more like a slope, like a U shape.
对，所以大多人都说啊，我需要是 V 字形，到那低点马上出来。
Some people say I like it painless. Let's have a steep slope like a V shape. When we go straight right down to the bottom and go right up.
在这种时候，一般的弟兄姐妹都会来鼓励我们。
When we are down in the valley, a lot of times our brothers and sisters in church will come and encourage us.
其中一个鼓励就是说，查验一下你跟神的关系。
One of the suggestions would be to examine your relationship between you and God.
的确，为了达到神跟我们建立跟他的关系，要是为了改变我们。
The fact that we want to have relationship with God is to change us.
使得我们配得与他同住。
So one day we'll be refined and become holy.
成为他圣洁的子
民。And become a holy nation.
所以他的约是一步一步的来推进。
So the covenant between us and God is a gradual process to refine, glorify us.
这个约的核心就是说，他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
And the focal point is that.He will be our God and we will be his people.
但是反过来讲
But on the contrary,
也是透过这种关系的建立
Through this relationship,
天父让我们这些在耶稣基督里的儿女
God is enabling us.
开始转变我们有他的圣洁的形象
He's purifying us.
所以从这个反方向来看的时候
So from a different angle,
关系成为一个管道和纽带。
This relationship becoming this channel to educate us.
让我们内在的品格，我们外在的举止，我们的心思意志，都来向耶稣基督。
So we have characters and we have improve our manners.
换句话说，一个方面，在基督徒的生活来说，我们可以讲神与我们建立关系，是要做我们的主宰，我们要做他的子民，臣仆。
In another words, that we will build this relationship that he will be our Lord and King, and we will be his servant or his officials.
这个的改变是我们，他永远是王，但是我们要被改变。
That God will always be our King.
但神很有意思的是，从另一个方面的话，一个改变了的你和我。
And we will be constantly being changed.
同时又成全了更加完美的人和神的关系。
It's a miracle or this special will of God that as we've been changed, we are fulfilling God's will.
所以到最后呢，他全然做了我们的神，我们完全做了他的子民，他的儿女。
Ultimately, He will become fully Lord in our heart, and we will fully become His servant.
好，今天我们会继续来看这位信实的神怎么样透过以斯拉上个星期的呼召，然后。让以色列人回归，这是第八章。
Today we will continue our study in the book of Ezra to see how this faithful Lord is calling his people through Ezra, this second time that he's leading his people back.
面对的是一个险恶的环境。
They're facing with dangerous situation.
当时他们如何的仰望神，回应神的信实、神的作为和神的信实的属性。
How they look to God and answer God's calling.
已经打开的经文是八章的21-32节。
We can open up the Bible, Old Testament, Book of Ezra, Chapter 8, Verse 21-32.
我相信圣灵仍然会借着这段历史的故事来激励我们今天在座的。
I believe that today the Holy Spirit will.Talk to us and encourage us through this history.
我们只读这个 二十一节到二十三节，在读二十一节、二十三节的时候呢，我请弟兄用中文读。
We will only read from verse 21 to 23.
姐妹会用英文来读三十一节到三十二节。
And for all the sisters, we ask you to read in English from verse 31 to 32.
弟兄跟我一块来读中文，是以斯拉记八章二十一节到二十三节。
Brothers, let's read in Chinese, verse 21 to 23.
那时，我在哈哈哇河边宣告禁食。我要在我神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。我求王拨兵马帮助我抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我神我们的神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的。所以我们进食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。Let's read English. As all sisters, you read, follow English.
Verse 31, 32.
Yeah, 31 to 32.
Verse 31. On the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. So we arrived in Jerusalem, where we rested 3 days.
这个故事哈，我虽然只剪了两段，你可以注意到，在整个这二十一节到结束的时候呢，他讲的是以斯拉带领几千个人，开始从巴比伦城越过大概上千迈，超过一千迈的距离，然后要回到耶路撒冷。
So starting from
穿越沙漠。
Verse 21, we saw that Ezra led the second group of people to cross a big desert, and they have gone at least 1,000 miles.
在我们进行之前，你可以看一下这个经文的结构哈，非常有意思的。二十一到二十三对应的是开始，然后三十一到二三十二呢是结束。前面讲的是神，他们进食祈求神的保护，然后三十一到三十二呢讲是神救他们脱离恶人的手。
It's very interesting as you look from verse 21 through 23 that they started out.Having a fast, asking for God's protection, and as we come to verse 31 and 32, that they have gone through the desert and been saved from bandits and all the dangers.
在两个中间，你可以看到是关于财务，他们如何交托管理这个中心的财务，到结束表明这些祭司真是忠心的，没有贪财，而且神保护财务也到了耶路撒冷。
We see that God actually listened to their prayer and protected all the money that they have carried with them.
当我反复来读以斯拉记第八章的时候，
When I studied chapter 8,
有一个问题一直在旋绕着我里面。
There is a question on my mind.
到底什么原因使以斯拉决定不请波斯王保驾护航？
Why didn't Ezra ask for?The king's special protection.
我记得改革开放的时候，我们都在说杨家军是这个帮助这个邓小平那个改革开放的保驾护航的。
In mainland China, we have this special situation where this person called Yang Jiajun is being backed up by this leader.
Yeah, leader. Yeah, that's right. 根据这段故事哈，其实我们可以有很多的合理的推论。
We may have a lot of reasonable specs.
因为他已经说了大话了，对不对？
Because he has boasted before the king.
但是就从根本和广义上来看这件事情，他经过挣扎以后。
But basically, when we look at it from a broader sense, that he has struggled a little bit in his heart.
他最后决定是信靠耶和华，依靠耶和华强过依靠王子。
Ezra came to this conclusion that he rather rely on God than rely on.
他跟上帝的对不起，他跟上帝的关系一定很铁，对不对
？He must have really good relationship with God.
他一定要知道这位上帝不仅能够对时局有掌管能力。
He must have confidence that God is in control.
他还要知道这个上帝呢，一定在一路上不仅有能力，还是愿意去保护他们。
Not that he has this power to protect them, but he's willing to protect them.
除了这两个之外，背后还有一点，说这个上帝要说话算数，对不对？
And God is faithful.
有的时候他有能力，他也能够保护，但是呢，他说话不算数。
He can have the power to protect, and he can give you all the promises in the world, but will he keep his promise?
所以说，这上帝品格是一个比较好的。
So God's character has to be.
绝对不食言。
He has to keep his honor.
所以我们刚刚读完了，姐妹读完的时候，知道说这个最后的结果是上帝绝对没有食言。
So we.
人才都没有空。
Verse 31 and 32 that God actually protected them.
所以我觉得圣灵要对我们说话，说什么呢？
So what does Holy Spirit wants to talk to us today?
对我们面对的人生艰难的时候。
When we're facing the difficulties in our life.
第一个，他告诉我们，信实的神有掌管的能力，他给我们能够有勇气。
First, that God is faithful and He's in control and He will give us the strength.
第二个，上帝信实同在的这个作为，使我们变得对他更加的忠诚。
Secondly, that His faithfulness will encourage us to be faithful.
让我们来看上帝信实的掌管能力，怎么样使我们这些人开始有勇气。
Let's see how God's power and control will encourage us to be courageous.
让我们集中在21-23节。
So we'll focus on verse 21-23.
我不知道你有没有夸过海口，说过对人忽悠过。
I don't know if you ever boasted about yourself.
说下个星期下个学期论文一定完成，答辩毕业。
Maybe you say that next semester I will finish my dissertation and get my degree.
两个星期以后项目可以完成。
Maybe in 2 weeks I can finish my experiment.
丈夫对太太说，这个星期六我一定割草。
And husband may promise to wife that I will certainly do the yard work this week.
是，有的时候我们真兑现了。
Well, a lot of times it happens.
但是很多的时候事到临头，我们跟以斯拉一样，说发现我们许了一个我们自己都无法实现的诺言。
Very often we found ourselves not being able to realize our promises.
他曾经许了这样一个诺言。
He has promised.
我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的。这是第22节。
Ezra has.Told the king that the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
So this Ezra 绝对是一个 Orthodox Jew, 绝对是一个我就是说是正统信仰的人，他的宣告完全正确。
Ezra has the right principle.
他讲到了上帝的祝福，也讲到了上帝的咒诅。
He knows God's blessings and God's curses.
我记得李红军讲过这一节。
And our brother has given a sermon on this.
好，他没有讲没关系，这是我们讲的盟约中的祝福和盟约中的咒诅。
So we have heard some sermons before.
所以我相信，这个以斯拉向波斯王亚达薛西宣告这个恩约应许的时候。
So when Ezra talked to the king about God's protection.
不光是大话，他是说的真话。
He's not
really
boasting. He was simply passing on the message.
然而事到临头，这是一个很危险的事。几千多人，妇女儿童，而且是上百万的美金价值的这个金银呢、啊？你如果看那个。
But when he's looking at the reality, he had cold feet because he had more than a few million dollars with him, and he has so many women and children.
要穿越一千多里的沙漠戈壁。
And back then, they had to travel more than 1,000 miles.
面对的是夺命，然后抢财的强盗和仇敌。
There could be wild beasts and bandits.
你觉得如果你是以斯拉，你会什么感受
？Let's put ourselves in Ezra's.
一定有危机感，对不对
？Won't you fret a little bit?
我就觉得奇怪，尼西米不挺好的吗？尼西米在后面的时候，当然是王直接给他 offer， 对吧？派军护他，所以尼西米就接受了。可是这个以斯拉干嘛对王忽悠过了以后就不敢请求他帮助啊？
We will wonder why Ezra wouldn't follow Nehemiah's steps because Nehemiah gladly accept anything that the king can send with him.
用常人的话说，他一点没有智慧。
Maybe he's not smart enough to take the advantage.
但是我往里走走，圣经会给不同人有不同的带领。但是有一点点很重要，这里绝对不光是个人面子的问题，他不好意思，上面写说他 feel shamed。 不好，不光是这个原因。
But we can see that God's hand is behind all this. Not that He thinks you'll lose faith, but God has His will.
这里的更重要的是一个表里如一。
And also, He has to keep His words.
他还要这件事情关系到他说的这个神的名和神的荣耀，还是说神得羞辱？
He does not want to shame God's name.
在这个以斯拉跟上帝的关系里头，他对这位看不见的上帝，对及时的掌管，他是有一定程度的把握，他不是一点程度把握都没有，他渴望神的名得荣耀。
We know that Ezra has certain degrees of trust in God.
所以这是他决定他不向王求兵的一个最初的原因。
So he decided not to turn to the king for extra help.
但是呢，他也没有十分的把握，对不对？
But we know he's not completely competent.
要么就是他的老百姓没有把握。
Or maybe the multitude that he was with.
这是为什么这二十一节一开始这个故事下面一开始就把这个张力给我们了。
That's why we see in verse 21 that when he started it,
他对以色列说宣布全体以色列人要回归的人来进食。
Ezra announced this fasting.
其实我们哈跟以斯拉有点像基督徒的生活。
We see these similarities between us.
我们不是一点都对上帝没有信心。
Not that we are totally unfaithful.
我们唱诗的时候。
When we sing the songs,
我们读经的时候
when we read the Bible,
我们在属灵比较高潮的时候
when we are on the summit of our spiritual height,
我们唱上帝是全能的
we believe that God is almighty,
你创造天地万物
the creator of the
whole world,
you give me my breath.
在我们刚刚念使徒信经的时候我相信你们也有这样的感觉
and when we were reading the creeds, we faithfully and truly believe it.
但是我们大多数的时间呢，是只有一定程度的相信。
Most of the time we believe it.
面对我们实际生活的时候。
But when we face the troubles in our life.
我们对神的能力和神的应许，我们没有确据。
We begin to doubt.
这个时候，我认为我们的症结是缺乏勇气。
That's when we're discouraged.
因为哈，人对一切没有把握的事情都会缺乏勇气。
As a human, that we, when we're not sure we're in control, we lose the courage.
无论对神、对人、对事物。
When dealing with God, dealing with people, or dealing with circumstances.
人是愿意习惯在一个安全地带、舒服的地区来生活的。
We like to stay in the comfort zone.
我就要问你，你怎么来处理你的恐惧
？Let me ask you, how do you handle your fears?
你能够面对它，还是说来躲
？Do you confront it or do you run away from it？
你是怕失败，还是怕面对失败
？Are you afraid to lose or are you afraid to lose that？
你就想一想吧，我们出国前可能有患得患失，对不对
？Most of us came from a different country, and we worry a little bit when we want to change.
你可能不喜欢你的专业，你想换一个专业的时候，身心不定，对不对？
When you want to change your major, you worry a little.
搬家要不要买房子？在这待多久？你是不是身心不定
？When you want to move, do you want to buy your next house or you want to rent it?
谈恋爱准备结婚的人，你是不是举棋不定
？Before you say I do you really mean it?
你跟陌生人打交道的时候，是不是缺乏勇气
？When you first get known to a stranger.
跟老板说话的时候，是不是手里出汗？
Also, when you talk to your boss, do you fret a little?
你犯错的时候是不是缺乏勇气来承认
？When you know you have made a mistake, are you willing to admit your mistake?
那比如说我们早上敬拜的时候，我非常感恩啊，每次都是上来以后看这么多人，刚开始唱诗的时候只有一半，我们是一个迟到的毛病，
God,
对不对
？I thank God. Every time it's my time to stand up here, our congregation has grown a little bit.
Well, that's not a miracle. 这是我们迟到。
It's really not a miracle, but
we are 经常迟到。
We are a little tardy, and are we making a habit out of it?
在我的办公室有一个图画，我非常喜欢。
I have this picture in my office.
它上面写的说，勇气是什么呢？勇气是在压力之下彰显出来的恩典。
What is courage? It says, courage is the product of.
The courage is a grace under the pressure.
It's a grace under pressure.
那 在他的图画上是一个很巨大的岩石，一个很小的人在攀岩。
And then on the same poster, you see this guy climbing a cliff.
所以在通常的情形下，我希望你来向神来求告，用一些方法帮助你拓展你的勇气。
So I would want to encourage you to take some steps to ask God.
稍微做点冒险的事。
Ask God to make you a little adventurous.
比如说去漂流一下。啊，我是漂流过的，我讲的不是太危险的漂流。
I don't want you to be driven from one place to another, but do something a little wild.
下个星期到这来见证这个母亲节，到台上来。
For example,
因为面对很多人讲话是会胆怯的。
For example, you can sign up to give a short testimony next Sunday for Mother's Day.
或者带领一次诗歌。
Or you can lead us to sing a special song.
或者告诉你太太。说我准备我每周经文有很多，我每次我虽然年纪大了经文记不来，但是我只要每周经文把它记下来，我一年就能记52节经文。
Or maybe you can tell your wife that I want to start to memorize the Bible verses.
总之我希望你稍微拓宽一下，这样可以帮助你战胜这种恐惧感。
I want to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone.
还有一个呢，去不光是事情，找跟你有矛盾的人讲话。你们饭后不要这样做哈。
Second, you can talk to somebody who always has conflicts with you.
我知道大多数人都不愿意跟人冲突。
I know you don't want to be a bad guy.
但是冲突和矛盾是不可避免的。
But it's inevitable.
所以如果你跟人发生了冲突，你下个星期你努力去跟他见面哈，不是要去跟他吵架哈。
When you come to the opposite end with certain people, I hope that you will make peace.
还是去用爱心说诚实的话。
Speak the truth with love.
这是日常生活中，但是到了人生重大抉择的时候，像以斯拉这种情况。
So what about when you're facing a great danger or any big event like Ezra?
这时候他的一些行动对我们很有帮助。
Now he becomes a good model for us.
因为我们面临一些抉择是比较大的，婚姻、就业，甚至面临的生死的问题。
For example, the big events like a marriage, a new job.Or life and death situation.
在这个禁食里头有一件非常重要的事。
There's an important thing we need to look at this fasting.
重点不光是在禁食，你如果注意看的话。
It's not just fasting itself.
他提到说在神面前刻苦己心，英文的翻译就是 humble himself.
And the English translation says humble oneself.
这奇怪，我刚刚给你们打气，让你们离开你们的舒适区往外走，为什么真正需要勇气的时候却要谦卑下来？
It may sound contradictory that when I encourage you to be wild or be adventurous, I first advise you to be humble.
日本人的那个为那些失败的 CEO 都是打气的，对不对？不断的喊我是胜利者，最后就出来了哈。
In Japanese culture, the CEOs when they come to a bottleneck, they wouldYell to themselves that I am victorious. I am victorious. They chant to themselves.
但是认识神的人为什么反倒谦卑下来
？But why we as Christians, first step we take is be humble.
雅各书四章六节还记得吗
？Do you remember in James chapter 4 verse 6?
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神足恩给谦卑的人，故此你们要顺服神。
It says
James 4 and 6. 4, 6
verse. James 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 6. God oppressed. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God oppresses the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
其实当人服在大能者的手下的时候，
When a person humbles himself underneath God,
才知道什么不该怕。
He will realize that.
因为你只怕那个该怕的。
You realize who you should really fear.
他是你力量的来源。
God is the source of our courage and strength.
所以保罗会这样表达说：“我当我软弱的时候呢，他恩典就是我刚强。”
So Apostle Paul says that when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
记住，你的力量来源是那位从创造天地万物。是那个从无造出万有的神。
Remember that your source of strength and courage is from the Creator of the universe, who created the whole world from nothing.
如果你没有过进食这种寻求神 humble 你自己，因为你要两天不吃饭的话呢，你必须得很 humble 自己，不然的话你马上就回去了，就失败了。
The fasting, the purpose of fasting is to humble oneself. A person has to really humble himself to fast for 2 full days.
第二个，我觉得从比斯拉这一段的勇气的根本原因，就是我开始提到的，说他跟神的祷告的交谈中，一定对上帝的信实和掌管世界的能力有一种信靠。
And second point that Ezra has the source of strength and courage is from his communion in his prayer with God.
在我们看第七章的时候 ，Pastor Craig 跟我们讲过，这是一个熟知律法的先那个祭司老师。
When we were studying chapter 7 of Ezra, Pastor Craig has mentioned that Ezra is a person who knew God's word by heart.
甚至有人说他是诗篇的后面的第五卷的编辑者。
And also some people suspected that he is the author of the latter part of Psalms.
所以这个时候呢，我相信他一定会来读律法书，来读诗篇。
And I believe that he must have come back to God's word and we read the Psalms.
当我来 Google 不是在我的网我自己的机器上不是用 Google 号就是 search 这个 faithfulness 神的信实的时候我发现很多的经文我只念三段给你们。
Let me just handpick a few examples.
第一个是立约的时候这个生命记七章八节他说到耶和华因为爱你们向你们的祖先起了誓以后就用大能的手领你们出来最后在第九节特别提到一点说耶和华你要知道他是神是信实的神
My first example comes from Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 8 There's a key word He is God, He is a faithful God
在诗篇的33篇4节
In Psalm 33 verse 4
他说到耶和华他有一个特点说话言语是正直的凡他所做的尽都诚实
that God is righteous and all he does is faithfulness
that's right all he do will be faithful and truthless
他做的尽都诚实
到了这个97篇十节他说他保护他的圣民的性命搭救他们脱离恶人的手
also Psalm 97 verse 10It says that he protects the saints, the life of his saints, and he also saves them from the evil doers.
他讲他的国的时候，说他的公平和公义是他的根基，但是呢，慈爱和诚实行在他的面前，就是说在前面打开道的这个上帝的名牌是慈爱和诚实，虽然公义是他的根基。
Psalm 89:14 says the God. The foundation of God's throne is built on righteousness and justice. Love and faithfulness are before God.
在到了诗篇91篇，他会说到说，第四节说到他用他的羽毛荫蔽我们，你要投靠在他的翅膀下面，他的诚实是你的大小盾牌。
Also in Psalm 91, it says that under God's wing, You hide under God's wing, and God's faithfulness is the protection.
第五节更加具体，就是说你不必害怕黑夜的惊涛，或者白日的飞箭，也不怕夜间的瘟疫，或者午间灭人的毒病。
Okay, also, Psalm 91 verse 5. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
所以当我们来到神面前寻求他的时候有一种很重要的事情就是透过神的话来鼓励我们圣灵会把一些很重要的经文在你的生命里面来赐给你
So it's very important whenever you come before God you come back to his Bible his words that he will encourage you through the words that he has recorded to help you get through the hurdle of your life
yes, 我们在人生的旅途中一定有各种各样的挑战和难题
I believe that in everybody's lifeThere are endless challenges and troubles.
可能是全新的工作，也可能是毕业以后进入大学。
It could be finding a new job, or you need to go back to school for a new degree.
或者我们的青少年开始短宣，没有勇气问别人要钱哈。
Or a solid example would be this summer our youth are taking a short mission to China, but they're too ashamed to ask for financial support.
或者已经拿到钱的人说，发现说我回家不知道怎么跟人家传福音哈，没有预备。
Or maybe they're too embarrassed to spread the gospel.
也许你是不知道怎么面对你们现在家庭的难题。
Or maybe you have a family issue.
我相信我们每日在我们教会中发生的事情，是大大小小都会有。
I believe that everyone will experience the same or similar kind of difficulties in your life.
但无论或多或少面临这种挑战的时候，有一件事情，以斯拉来鼓励我们，让我们投向神信实的掌管。
So when you you're facing the challenge and the difficulties, let's look at the book of Ezra.
透过这样祷告跟神的交往，最后得到我们在那个一种感受的安全感。
So we can receive this security from our communion with God through our prayer, through our Bible reading.
从他刚开始的宣告说神会保护，到最后他心里真知道，为什么在这节结束的时候他说我知道神应允了我。
First, do the declaration that Ezra believed in God's protection and God's almighty and God's faithfulness, that he will follow through and protect him.
这样让我们有勇气来面对人生各种各样的压力和拦阻。
By the same token, he can do the same for us, that he can help us to face our hurdles.
这次回大陆买到那个有一个台湾的基督教作家写的 Wilberforce 的自传，写得非常的好，叫《兄弟相爱撼山河》。
This time I went back to China and I came across this book written by a Chinese from Taiwan. It's talk about this.
Wilberforce, William Wilberforce.
It's talk about this politician called Wilberforce, and he's Christian's characteristics.
对，他是英国的议员，就是在十八世纪的时候，在1797年开始，然后一直到1800多少年，整个36年的时间，他跟七个弟兄来为废奴的事情来奋斗。
He's actually a politician from England, and he talked about how he worked towards freeing the slaves in the late 1800s and late 1700s and early 1800s.
然后没有废一兵一卒，三十年之后，废奴在全世界实现了，除了美国呢。
He didn't use any soldiers, and after 30 years, he successfully freed the slaves.
他的牧师就是那个John Newton.
And his pastor, his church.
就是写《Amazing Grace》那个作者。
The pastor at his church is this the author of Amazing Grace called John Newton.
但是漫长的36年之间，他多次的议案被否决。
But in the long struggle of 36 years, that he has failed many times.
在一次失败的时候，他说了这句话。
One time after he failed this plan, he mentioned.
他说一个基督徒最深的赞美常常是涌自悲伤的深渊。
For a Christian, the utmost praise is often from the deepest valley of sadness.
他说最高的信心往往这种呼唤是发自在最绝望的旷野里。
The highest call of faithfulness is from the desert or the wilderness of hopelessness.
好，除了这个勇气之外，我们上路以后一定需要有保护，上帝要与我们同行。
Besides courage, we really need God's protection on the way.
这样我们才一路可以达到终点。
That's how we can reach our destination.
我们来看第二部分，31到32节。
Now we can come to the second point, God's presence through verse 31 and 32.
神信实的同在，这种保护使我们对他更加忠心。
God's faithfulness and His protection has encouraged us to be more faithful.
与一个更强的能力或者超越的能力有同在感，是我每个人都向往的。
We all long for supernatural presence.
你不需要是基督徒，你都可以经历到。
You don't have to be a Christian to experience this supernatural.
在日常的生活中，你可能有过。
There are times we experience that in our daily.
我记得我小时候，我弟弟特别愿意跟我在一起。
When I was little, my younger brother loved to stay with me.
当时我不揍他的时候哈。
Of course, it's not when I beat him up.
是我成为他保护的时候。
When I become his bodyguard.
所以他特别跟我在一起的这种超然能力在一起的时候呢，保持一定安全距离哈，我可以不袭击他，但是别人袭击他的时候呢，我可以来保驾护航。
So I'm like this supernatural. Source to protect him as a bodyguard.
So, 我们一路上，因为只要放学路上，小朋友都会打架的。
Usually, when we get off school, kids will fight on the way home.
我记得我弟有一个绝招，就是跟别人的，如果我不在的时候，就跟别人磨拳，不很厉害，好先磨拳。
My younger brother likes to aggravate another person and to just start a little.
对，但是如果我快到的时候呢，这个事态就会发展啊。
And he would hold it until I appeared, and he can start the fight, so I can back him up.
当然，这是负面的。
This is sort of negative example.
我们的确珍惜某种同在感，因为原因在于他提供的保护和跟我们在一起给我们的安慰。
The fact that we all long for supernatural protection because we need his comfort and we need his protection.
这位圣洁的神，有位格的神，他定义要跟他的子民建立关系。
Our holy God has this purpose to keep this long-lasting relationship with us.
从伊甸园的第一、第二章里头就描述上帝与亚当和夏娃同行。
Ever since Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it kept mentioning that God wanted to walk with Adam and Eve.
直到圣经的结束，启示录21:3.
Till the end of the Bible in Revelation chapter 21:3.
都来表达说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Chapter 21, verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God.
所以当神成为我们，把我们从死亡过犯中带回来的时候呢，他为我们征战，为我们祝福，爱我们。我们犯罪的时候呢，神也会管教我们。
So, when we commit our life to God, He has saved us from eternal death, from all the dangers, and He will also discipline us as needed.
所以以斯拉记的这个31节就说得很清楚，说神的手护佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏的人。
And also.In Ezra chapter 8 verse 31-32 that says God's hand is on us and protects us from dangers.
这是人跟神同在最珍贵的地方。
That's the most precious point.
超越的神能够跟被造的人在一起，一定表明有很特殊的。上帝要低救我们。
This supernatural God is humbling himself to stay with us.
他自己要进入他造的时间和空间里面，跟我们同住。
He has to come down and humble himself to stay with us.
所以如果我们思想旧约的话，有很多神同在。
And we see many examples in the Old Testament that God resides with his people.
但到新约的时候，耶稣基督就道成肉身住在我们中间，我们非常熟悉。
But when it comes to New Testament, it's God himself take the body of a human being and stay with us.
当耶稣基督复活升天以后，他派圣灵住在我们每一个人里面，信靠他的人里面。也住在我们中间。
And when Jesus was risen from the dead, he sent down his Holy Spirit to stay with us.
但是我们大多数人呢，都觉得看旧约的时候像看一个更过瘾的哈。如果希望神同在是那样多好。
But we all prefer to have a God who we can see and touch.
或者至少说跟耶稣同在也不错。
Or at least we can stay with Jesus in person.
总觉得那个是看得见摸得着，然后心里比较踏实。
We feel comfortable seeing somebody who we can fathom.
这个虽然有道理。
It makes sense.
因为毕竟到最后我们跟神是面对面，对吧？我们是 longing 的。
And so finally we'll face God face to face.
那是最后的安全感。
As the final destination of.
那时候你都不需要安全感了，因为安全跟你在完全在一起。
And you don't need any security because He is right with you.
但是我觉得我们这种想法呢，是因为身在福中不知福。
This kind of talk is not realizing that you're in God's grace.
你要知道，圣灵在旧约的时候，不是普遍在所有的百姓身上工作。
as we look back into Old Testament, that God does not work in every single group.
换句话说，你们受洗要去耶路撒冷，你们敬拜要在圣殿。
In the old
time,
they need to actually travel to certain city, to Jerusalem, to worship God, to get baptized.
当然，你跟耶稣在一起也坏，不过他通常的时间就跟十二个门徒在一起。
And it's not too bad to stay with Jesus.
大概我们教会没有一个人能够在里面。
And we ourselves here, we hope to be with him.
但是我们如今，我觉得是我们有双份的祝福。
But now we have double the blessing.
一个是在天上的耶稣基督为我们不停地代求。
One is that Jesus is praying constantly.
是不更换的大祭司。
He is the middleman. He is the priest.
当我们讲到保护的时候，你总觉得说有一个人在一起很好，但是这个人经常睡觉的。我们爸爸妈妈保护孩子的时候，你就知道你经常是说，哎呀，我什么时候没做好？就是孩子不知道，以为跟你在一起很安全。
If you were protected by a human being, He can doze off any time, but God is Almighty.
还有就是圣灵。
Also the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在每一个弟兄姐妹的心里。
The Holy Spirit dwells in every one of our hearts.
这个不仅仅是在我们重生悔改，包括我们的工作中，他都给我们极大的恩赐。
Not just the point when you turn your life to God, but in everyday life that God has given us numerous blessings.
在我们人生中一定有很多的困难。
There may be a lot of difficulties.
但是这个经文里讲到仇敌的时候，我们现在知道我们有三大仇敌，谁能够说出来
？Now who are our enemies? There are three enemies.
啊，我们在更新，你们如果读那本书的话，哪三大仇敌？第一个是自己，我们的肉体。
One is our old flesh.
以弗所书二章一到三节。
That's in Ephesians.
Ephesians.
Ephesians
第二个，我们讲到世界有罪的这个结构。
And also, second enemy is this sinful.
不要爱世界和世上的事，这是讲堕落的世界。
The falling world.
第三个是什么？第三个仇敌。
The third enemy.
魔鬼，对，属灵的权势。
Is the enemy of our spirit.
在整个上帝带领的过程中，我觉得是所有的事情都 more intensified。
In our spiritual realm, the world is more intensified.
是的，圣灵赐下给我们。
Yes, we do receive the Holy Spirit.
但是在打这场仗的时候，同样的，这个恶势力也是最后的挣扎。
But we still have to face everyday battle.
所以，如果我们不能够依靠圣灵，我们是没办法面对这三大仇敌，在路上对我们的搅扰，在属灵成长的搅扰。
We don't know how to face all the irritations and all the.The confrontations.
大陆一个作者，基督教的不是一个写诗的，他就谈到说，我们都爱唱的，这个小敏写的《人生的小站》，他在讲的就是每一个小站被神所挽救回来的那种经历。
We have certain authors who write new songs for us, and this lady she says that at every stations.That God would take us along with Him. That means every single battle is won. Is every single battle won by God?
一个被拯救回来的人，上帝对我们要求的就是忠心。
A redeemed person. What?
可是没有一个人能拿到。完全的忠心。
We don't really have a true faithfulness.
但是我们有一个希望，这就是我们讲的福音。
But we have this hope.This gospel.
这个核心就是有一个忠信的人，耶稣基督。
The focus is that Jesus is this faithful.
至死忠心。
He's faithful.
死在十字架上，这三个仇敌都被他击败。
And Jesus has conquered these three.
替我们胜过了。
He's victorious.
今天还帮助我们一同的走过。
And he is still standing alongside with you and I that we can face everyday battle.
希伯来书的三章五节就讲到摩西、耶稣和我们的关系。这个第五节我来念一下，非常重要，英文就在上面。摩西为仆人，在神的全家境中，要证明将来所传说的事。第六节，但耶稣基督为儿子治理神的家。我们若不将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，我们若能够这样的话呢，就便是他的家了。
From the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 5, Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. 6. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope.
我们就是神的家。
We are God's family.
这家里头有耶稣基督来治理。
And in this family, Jesus is the head of the house.
我们要做的就是将基督和他的工作视为我们可夸的盼望和胆量和勇气。
It's our duty to take what Jesus is.
你知道这是基督徒为什么能够承认错误的原因呢？
Do you know where is the courage for a Christian to admit his faults?
如果这样的话，我们就是永远在他家里的人。
If we know the reason, then we will stay in God's house.
神的忠心使我们能够忠心。
God's faithfulness encourages us to be faithful.
的确，人生就像一个孩子长大的过程。
So actually, it's our daily life is like how a child is growing up.
你看到你的做父母教育一岁多的孩子的时候，让他走路的时候，会鼓励他来走过来，对不对？没有手搀的时候。
We see parents often encourage their new walkers to come to them.
直到孩子能够独立的行走。
Until this infant could walk by himself.
像他断了奶的婴孩一样。
As a baby.
但是父母的关系并没有如此结束。
But parents did never stop being a parent.
所以基督徒其实也是信主之后的路程就是这样。
So the journey for a Christian is the same thing. God has never stopped being a parent.
一个断了奶的孩子仍然像诗篇130篇说要依赖神。
After an infant was weaned in Psalm 130,
孩子可以在心力、智力上、身体上成长。
As a child is growing in all aspects.
突然有一天别人对你说，哎，你的孩子越来长得越像你了。
Maybe sometimes.Other people would tell you that your child looks just like you.
走路像你，说话像你，声音像你。
He walks like you, talks like you, sounds like you.
当然你发现你老了。
Then you realize you're not young anymore.
但是你心里很安慰。
But you have this comfort.
你感到说你的儿女成熟了。
You realize your children are mature.
今天早晨的时候我是迟到了。
This morning I'm a little late.
但是我很感恩的是，云云和雷雷知道他今天早上要来服侍，所以他们九点钟到教会。
But a comfort to me is that my two children, they're responsible and reliable enough to arrive here early.
Okay, 我可以 hand over 给神了。
All of a sudden I realized that.
不过他们不是经常都是这样哈，偶然偶然。
I could relieve my children to God in God's hand, but I'm not boasting that they're not always like this.
在这种关系中，我就发现很有意思哈。一个成熟的人是需要在跟父母的关系中成熟，反过来呢，这个关系又使得我们成熟。
So as we during our interaction with our parents, we become mature, and this process of being mature will help us in our walk with God to be more mature.
儿女保持儿女对父母的关系，父母作为父母怎么样尽他的责任。其实我们跟神的关系也是这样。
And the parents never gave up their position as parents. Same thing with God.
我们跟神的关系不仅是目的，也是管道，帮助我们来改变。
The relationship between God and us is not just the purpose of being somewhere, but also we want to change on the way.
所以因着神对我们的信实掌管。我们能够信靠他，能够面对困难，我们能够有勇气。
Because of God is faithful.
这个会改变我们的品质。
We are encouraged to be faithful as we walk with Him, and He will improve our character.
也因着这个信实的神与我们同在的作为。
And because of God's faithfulness deeds.
不仅是我们度过这个难关。
Not just help us overcome the hurdle.
过程的结果是我们对他更加的忠贞。
Also, the result is that we become faithful to God.
我们接下来要为我们的新的执事就任有一个就恩礼，为他们来祷告。
We need to invite our new elected deacons.
如果你打开你的周报，你就知道哪些是执事，他们的职位的变更。如果你还不知道你是执事的话，你翻到后面看一下。
You can turn to the back of the bulletin board.
那我请我们的执事上来。
As a new elected deacon,
包括要休息的，我知道秀莲今天不在这我们中间，包括要退役的人。
both the new and the old.
要 sabbatic 的人。对，令然不在，然后我还请执事的家属啊，如果在这儿也一块上来啊，执事的家属如果在这儿，请你们一块上来。
And the spouse,
然后请我们的会众为你们祷告。
And we also invite the spouse to stand alongside so we can all pray and bless you in our prayer.
在你们上来的时候，我要你们记新的执事或者休息的执事，我只要把一节经文送给你，就是你们都非常熟悉的马太福音25:21。
If you turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21. This is my gift to you.
这个二十一节说，主人就是耶稣说的，说好，你这良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我就要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。马太福音25:21，这是我送给在任或者新任执事的，或者要休息的执事。
This is, I'm giving this as my gift and encouragement to both the old and the new elected.
那在 Craig 牧师来为他们祷告之前呢，我也请我已经邀请的一些小组长，或者你是跟他们是同工的，你就也请你上来，一家有一个代表就可以了。来为同有人申超在这儿吗？
为同军
还要我点名吗？那个慧芳或者说
for them
那个小沃，你们俩有一个人为那个。我说过的那个人来祷告，我都怕忘了说了谁了哈。小涛，
I can't really remember who you are, but please
没关系
show yourself and refer to when you have time, refer to Matthew chapter 25:21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things.
站在你要祷告的那人后面站在你要祷告的人后面，你是要为谁祷告？你是为明峰的对吧？你是为谁？你来为这个 new assignment。那个安姐，还有谁？我觉得少一个人，那个谁不在？哦，国立，对，他是国立，有一个谁是他国立？你是国立那个组的，那两个都是国立的，对，一个组，所以你就为他，然后你就为他好了。对不起啊，我都已经搞乱，因为我是
为
一家人，
Sorry,
我现在纸不在我身边。好，我请那个 Craig 来为他们祷告。Pastor Craig will pray for them. Okay, then we'll ask each individual pray for them. Represent your prayer.
Can I share some scripture with you also?In addition to the scripture that Pastor Biao has given to you as his gift, I'd like to share with you some scriptures also that I believe will be very helpful.
你们不需要翻译对吧？因为要给你们听就行。
Pastor Biao, he mentioned that he wants you to be adventurous, that's what God requires, but also humble. And he also wants you to be faithful based on God's word.Like Ezra was. And so, when you're faithful based on God's word, like Ezra's was, then the hand of God will be upon you to do your work. And I think that is the point. The hand of God will be upon you. And so, I give you this scripture here. It comes from the message, but I believe it's very important in terms of your jobs. This one comes from 1 Timothy in the 4th chapter. It says,For you get the word out. And how you do that? Teach believers with your life. By word, by your demeanor, by love, by faith, and by your integrity. And then secondly of all, from Colossians, it asks you, this is from the chapter 1, and it says in the message version, we pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you.As you work hard in his vineyard, as you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father in heaven, since the time of the apostles, you have inspired your church to set aside certain members to assist you in a special way in leadership ministry for Christ.Father, we pray you bless these deacons and that you help them to be humble, but faith-inspired in their service. And so, Lord, we pray that in doing this, you will build a spiritual wall of protection around their marriages and their families. They are here today with their spouses. We pray you'll give them the wisdom and the courage that they need to serve your people. We pray that The deacons will study and understand and follow the principles of your word, the Bible, and that they realize that all authority comes from you, and that one day they will stand before you to give an account for this authority. Please strengthen them through your word. We pray for them as new leaders in the church, and we also pray for those who have served well in this past year, and now they take a rest. Refresh them both for having served well and also for their future services. God, they are the new shepherds of your flock. We pray you'll bless them to serve you with patience and love. Bless each member here in the congregation under their service to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And bless them with humble hearts to accept the truth of your word. And so by doing, Lord God, we pray you inspire all of us to obey your teachings and give us the courage to teach the truth to others. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Renew him and send him back. Thank you for the friend and leader who has the status when he is coming back to serve in the capacity of deacon. He's preaching and leading the Bible study in the student. Lord, encourage them.
也谢谢您让他有人在一起在各样的事上做您的榜样，愿您赐给他能力和智慧，让他知道如何善用自己的时间，在处理各样神的事物上拥有明明爱的聪明才智，也愿您赐给他信心和力量，在他需要和疲乏的时候，主让您在身上供应他，也愿您保守他们的家庭，保守令徒和令强。
Amen. We ask Michael pray for the Ji Qing and Guo Li. Lord.
阿们，我们这边请那个，就旭辉为明峰和苏丽，对不起。请。我们亲爱的天父啊，我们在这里感谢赞美你，我们感谢赞美你来大大的使用明峰和苏丽。
是主。
我们真的是求你在这里，真的是大大的把智慧、把力量、把信心赐给他们。 真的是让他们在整个教会的服事中能够真的是来大大的荣耀你的名。我们知道在服事中，明峰、苏律，他们要真的是献出很多自己的时间精力，真的是求主这整个过程真的是时时与他们同在。
也求主保证他们整个家庭的平安健康。我们真的是求主来大大的保守他们，来大大的引领他们，来大大的使用他们。我们也将一切的荣耀颂赞归给主。我们感谢赞美主。我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。最后为休息的执事和没有休息的人来一块祷告，请那个新超。
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典在我们中间。你把红军及他一家带到我们中间，主靠着他的施工，我们看到你的爱彰显在我们中间，我们也感受到你的爱在他们身上。主，你祝福他们，你让他们从你让红军执事按着圣经的真道教导我们，教导我们敬要真理，使我们这些新受洗的人离开福音的起点，能够在真道上得到建立。主，你大大的使用他们，靠着他们的施工我们许多人可以认识耶稣，可以归信你，成为你的儿女。主，我们也感谢你的恩典，求你纪念他们的辛劳，可以给他们一个短暂的时间休息，在以后的服事中可以更好的来服事你。主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，你的恩典领导我们的教会，是我们招我们许多人来一起来参加服事你，你让我们这些老的执事可以得到休息，新的执事来一起服侍。
是是。
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典，祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
他们好，他们不要下去哈，我们来欢迎，谢谢神把这些赐给我们，我们一同来唱这首诗歌。你们回头第一遍，我请执事们和你们为他祝祷的人来唱这首诗歌，把我们的心献给神。然后第二段和第三段的时候，弟兄姐妹一同起来唱。
Yeah.
兄姐妹请坐。
I'm going to take a moment to invite any newcomers we have today, any new visitors.
新的朋友,